Jabez Stump marched up with a huge brown owl waddling behind him.
Matthias, meet Sir Harry the Muse.
The owl bowed gravely and blinked his enormous eyes. Matthias bowed courteously in return.
Good morning, Sir Harry. I'm called Matthias, warrior of Redwall. This young otter is Cheek, by name and nature. Last but not least, allow me to present Basil Staghare, retired scout and foot fighter.
Basil made an elegant leg.
At your service, sir. But why are you called the Muse?
The owl struck an artistic stance.
Why, pray, do you suppose? I'm master of poetry and prose. No equal have I in field or wood, no creature a smidgen a fraction as good. And if you need a poet, why, here's one to choose. This owl, Sir Harry the Muse.
Oh, bravo, bravo, sir. Well said.
Basil applauded him loudly. Matthias leaned on his sword.
Well said indeed. Unfortunately, we are not looking for a poet at the moment, Sir Harry.
The owl blinked in a dignified manner.
Then tell me what you need. Someone to perform a deed? A mummer, perhaps? Or a singer of songs? A champion? A writer of wrongs? A companion, maybe, to stand at your side? For my talents are varied and wide.
We're looking for some creature who's too modest for words.
Cheek anticipated Basil's paw this time and dodged to one side. Matthias nodded towards the cliff top.
We need someone who can get us up there.
Sir Harry preened his feathers, averting his eyes from Matthias.
Cake. Have you any cake?
You didn't talk in rhyme then. Why?
Matthias smiled.
Because this is business. Verses for conversation and pleasantry. Business is business, straight speaking.
Matthias spread his paws, opening his eyes wide in imitation of the owl.
Business, for goodness sake. Perhaps we can find some cake. Maybe, my friend, we will bring to you a shrew cake, baked by a shrew.
At first, Sir Harry looked undecided. Then he stamped his talons and clacked his hook beak in approval.
Not bad. Not bad at all. At least it made me smile. For a warrior, I'd say quite good. You have a certain style.
Matthias sheathed his sword.
Wait here, sir. I'll be back in a short while. Then we can talk business.
The warrior mouse set off in search of Logalog and his shrews. Basil cleared his throat noisily and faced Sir Harry.
I beg you listen to me. I'm a fellow spirit, you see. I was once considered a champion poet. I just thought you'd like to know it.
Cheek tittered and avoided Basil's paw in the same instant. Sir Harry turned his back and delivered a cutting line.
I beg, I implore you, sir, stick to being a hare.
Basil twiddled his ears huffily.
Some chaps wouldn't know a rhyme if you chopped it up and served it with custard in a bowl. Stick to being a hare.
Matthias reappeared with Logalog. The shrew leader was carrying a flat white cake. Its sides oozed honey, and dark specks at its middle were definitely some kind of dried fruit baked into it. He presented it to Sir Harry. The owl looked it over dubiously. He pecked at the cake, made small noises of approval, then gobbled it up greedily. Crumbs of shrew cake still clung to his beak as he nodded in satisfaction.
Excellent. Didn't look like much, but it tasted wonderful. How many more of these have you got?
Matthias shrugged.
As many as it takes. The Gaussum are good cooks. All they need is a small fire, a thin slab of rock, and their own ingredients. But first, I want to know more about that plateau. Is there a way up?
Of course there is,
Sir Harry snorted, spraying crumbs over Cheek.
Nothing moves around here that I don't know about. I watched the fox and his band taking a slave line up there yesterday. There are rope ladders on the top. They pulled them up so you couldn't follow. How many shrew cakes in a batch?
18,
Logalog told him.
That many? Good. I'll fly up and drop the ladders down, but don't ask me to do any more. I stay well clear of the toplands normally. It's a strange world. Too much death.
Sir Harry did a short, ungainly run and took off into graceful flight. He circled and wheeled, then flew up to the cliff top. Logalog called the shrews together, issuing orders to the two on cooking duty. Basil and Matthias marshalled the rest into lines ready for the ascent. Jess Squiddle watched the top anxiously.
"Look out! Stand back! Here come the rope ladders!"
she reported. Bumping and unfurling their way down the cliff face, the twin ladders unravelled, stopping just short of the place where Cheek stood. Jess sprang onto one, scuttling up with all the agility of a champion climber, calling out as she went,
"Wait there! I'll go to the top and make sure all is secure!"
Sir Harry came winging down. He stood counting the shrew cakes as the cooks laid them on the grass to cool. Satisfied the total was correct, he turned to Matthias.
"Our business is concluded. You've paid me what I'm due. The journey ahead is perilous. Good fortune go with you."
Jess waved all clear from the top. Matthias and Logalog mounted the rope ladders and began to climb.
"Good luck and good eating to you, Sir Harry,"
the warrior mouse called back.
"I hope we meet again."
The poetic owl bit into a shrew cake. He burned his tongue on the hot liquid honey, but carried on eating and muttering,
"Those that venture upward are only the brave and insane. Though I hate to predict, from the path that you've picked, I doubt that we'll meet again."
Matthias was too far up the rope ladder to hear. He was intent on reaching the plateau, regardless of what lay in store.